This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David. The World Health Organization said Friday the Omicron variant of the coronavirus has been detected in 38 countries worldwide. WHO technical lead for COVID-19, Maria Van Kerkhove, said during a social media question and answer session, the rise to dominance of Omicron in southern Africa suggests that it has increased transmissibility. Van Kerkhove said that people need to remember the Delta variant is still the dominant strain infecting most of the world.
The Delta variant is still dominant worldwide. That's important to keep in mind. So we need to see how Omicron compares with Delta when they're both circulating in the population at the same time. So it'll take a few more days, you know, for us to get that information. And we're grateful for that research that's ongoing.
The WHO official said there are reports of people infected with Omicron that range in disease severity from mild to severe. Scientists in South Africa and Botswana discovered the newest variant just over a week ago. Germany's health minister says more than 1% of the population is currently infected with the coronavirus. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Health Minister Jens Spahn is calling on citizens to get vaccinated if they haven't done so already, adding, if all German adults were vaccinated, we wouldn't be in this difficult situation. Spahn spoke a day after federal and state leaders announced tough new restrictions that largely target unvaccinated people, preventing them from entering non-essential stores, restaurants, sports and cultural venues. According to the Robert Koch Institute's calculations, some 925,800 people in Germany are considered actively infected with the virus, more than 1% of the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories and the